And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 26th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of the endocrinologist Hans Selye, born in Vienna, 1907, who did important work on the subject of stress and its effect on the human body. In fact, he worked very hard on it, working 10 to 14 hours a day every day, including weekends and holidays. Hans Selye, who said, "The element of chance in basic research is overrated. Chance is a lady who smiles only upon those few who know how to make her smile." His advice about stress, he said, "Make sure that both the stress level and the goal are really your own choice, not imposed upon you by society, for only you yourself can know what you want and how fast you can accomplish it." It's the birthday of Mary Mapes Dodge, born New York City, 1831. Her husband committed suicide, and she needed to earn a living. She set out to write, and she wrote a famous children's book called Hans Brinker, or The Silver Skates, came out in 1865, a big bestseller. And then she went on to edit the children's magazine St. Nicholas, which encouraged young people to submit stories and poems. And among the writers who first published their work in St. Nicholas were Edna St. Vincent Millay, Eudora Welty, Edmund Wilson, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Ring Lardner. It's the birthday of Sean McBride, born in Paris, 1904. He's the son of Maud Gonne, the woman whom William Butler Yeats was in love with and wanted desperately to marry. Sean McBride's father was Major John McBride, an Irish nationalist and patriot who was executed for helping to lead the Easter Rising, the 1916 rebellion, trying to force the end of British rule of Ireland. Sean McBride joined the IRA. He fought in the Irish War of Independence, was imprisoned by the Irish Free State, and when he got out of jail, he went to law school, worked as a lawyer for human rights cases around the world, investigating abuses by governments against civilians, especially ones in times of war. He was one of the founders of the human rights group Amnesty International, and for that he was given the Nobel Peace Prize in 1974. Here's a poem for today by Alden Nowlin, Subway Psalm. It's the first storm of the winter and the worst since 1888, the girl on television said. I keep slipping in my leather-soled shoes. Twice I've turned into a windmill in my efforts to keep from falling. At the top of the stairs leading down to the subway, Johnny watches me not just with his eyes, but with his arms and legs. He'll do his best to save the old man. That's how I must have looked at him when he was 5 or 6 years old. Now he's 26, and it seems we've traded places. Why are you laughing? He asks me. The honest answer is, because you look so funny, standing there like that, my beautiful son, and because I've loved you for such a long time, and because this is the finest storm I've ever seen, and everything is exactly as it should be. A poem by Alden Nowlin, Subway Psalm, from What Happened When He Went to the Store for Bread, published by the Thousands Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.